What's up, everybody? This is Calvin here with Electronic News Network, home of Electronic Editions, and we are here again today live. It is April the 7th, 9 a.m. today. We're going to be taking news off of our LinkedIn page today. There's just some new product updates, some software updates as well too, guys, just so you guys are aware. If you guys haven't already, please visit us on our official website, electronicadditions.net. There you'll be able to find the latest tech deals that we have available, as well as our blogs that we try to update weekly as well too. All right, so without further ado, let's definitely get started for today. All right, so we have Signal here is testing a payments feature that lets you send cryptocurrency to your friends, guys. So we all know that the blockchain space, the cryptocurrency space, is becoming bigger and bigger each day. More and more companies are beginning to adopt this technology, which is very great. So definitely, if you guys use Signal, you guys will be able to use cryptocurrency now, right? So Signal announced on Tuesday it's now testing a new peer-to-peer payment system in the beta version of its apps, appropriately called Signal Payments. The new feature right now supports only one protocol, the mobile coin wallet, and its companion cryptocurrency, MOB. Right, so the mobile coin has a close relationship with Signal co-founder and CEO Moxie Marlinspike, who advised the company prior to its most recent round of funding announced last month. Right, so the first payments protocol we've added support for its privacy focused payments network called Mobile Coin. Right, so if you guys, you know, hop on coinmarketcap.com, you'll probably be able to see this mobile coin. It's called the asterisk is MOB for this coin. You'll probably, you know, you guys will probably be able to invest in this as well if you see potential. Right, so it's called Mobile Coin, which is its own currency, right? So MOB, wrote Jun Harada, right? So Signal's head of growth and communication in a blog post, as always, our goal is to keep your data in your hands rather than ours, right? So Mobile Coin's design means Signal does not have access to your balance, full transaction history, or funds, right? So you can also transfer your funds at any time if you want to switch to another app or service, right? So that's always great, right? So it looks like they're more in the realm of privacy, which is definitely awesome too. So if you want to learn more kind of about, you know, MOB and their project and what they have designed in the back end, and more about, obviously, you know, Signal testing this payment feature, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there. Moreover, guys, we also have Microsoft, big tech giant, right? So it's now submerging servers into liquid baths. So physically, guys, this is not, you know, this is physically, right? So Microsoft is starting to submerge its servers in liquid to improve their performance and energy efficiency. So a rack of servers is now being used for production loads in what looks like a liquid bath. So this immersion process has existed in the industry for a few years now, but Microsoft claims it's the first cloud provider that it's running two-phase immersion cooling in a production environment, right? So the cooling works by completely submerging server racks in a specially designed non-conducive fluid, right? So the fluorocarbon-based liquid works by removing heat as it directly hits components and the fluid reaches a lower boiling point of 122 degrees Fahrenheit, 50 degrees Celsius, right, to condense and fall back into the bath as a running liquid, right? So this creates a closed loop cooling system, reducing costs as no energy is needed to move the liquid around the tank and no chillers needed for the condenser either. So that's pretty cool, guys. So it looks like they're doing this to obviously to improve their performance and energy efficiency, right? And we all know how Microsoft is like that as well too. You know, and it also most likely also with security as well too. We all know that Microsoft, ever since a couple weeks ago, not too long ago, their servers were you know, we're being, you know, infiltrated by outside sources. So it looks like they're doing their best to try to help, you know, mitigate that problem. And it looks like, you know, one of these is to improve performance as well too, right? So by doing this, this would definitely help. So if you guys want to learn more about this too, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. Moreover, guys, we also have IKEA, right, is working with Sonos on a hidden speaker built into art you hang on the wall, which sounds really cool. So IKEA and Sonos are starting to tease the next products that the two companies have collaborated on. The furniture giant today posted an Instagram story that directly mentions the Symphonisic line and flashes to Sonos logo at the end. So there's little doubt that new hardware is coming soon. So two fresh filings have also just appeared at the Federal Commissions and Communications Commissions, right? So that's pretty cool, right? So they're really looking to move forward with this, right? So if you're going through the FCC, that means things are pretty much on their way to being packaged up and being, you know, on its last stages of development, right? So The Verge can exclusively share details on what's coming, right? So the new first product covered in this filing is revamped version of the Symphonisk table lamp. So it's expected to be sold for around the same price, $179, as the original product, which basically stuffed the sound quality of a Sonos Play one into the body of a lamp, right? So definitely interesting, guys. If you guys want to, you know, see more photos, learn more about this too, possibly watch some more videos as well too. Obviously more videos probably will be available on YouTube. If you guys want to learn more about this too, you guys can go ahead and click into this article on our LinkedIn page as well. Moreover, we have news on looks like a new Lenovo's gaming phone that looks like a transformer sandwich, right? So Lenovo's next gaming phone has leaked with a design that looks like a Michael Bay transformer and gaming PC merged together, right? So this, I could tell right now, this just looks kind of weird to me. You know, for a gaming phone, I've seen way better. I've never seen something like this. But, you know, hey, I mean, according, you know, especially this blogger, you know, from TheVerge.com, you know, he's even saying it's unlike anything I've ever seen on a phone before. I'm not sure if I like it, right? So pictures of what appears to be the phone were shown on the social media service Weibo recently, and I am speechless, right? So specifically, the dual camera setup is located on at the dead center of the phone, and there's a built-in active cooling fan, right? So it reminds me a lot of a transformer, as you can see from the photo below. And that's pretty true, guys. I mean, for a gaming phone like this, like, how would you even carry this around? It's not like, it just looks weird, right? I mean, it looks like a squished up sandwich, right? I don't know, it looks weird. And then obviously you can see from this photo, this is just the phone itself. So obviously I would just carry just the phone itself. I would not want to carry these two type of speakers. I feel like that's way too much, right? So now Lenovo is not the first company to stick a cooling fan in a gaming smartphone. In 2019, Nubia's Red Magic 3 had a cooling fan placed inside of the device, right? So the Black Shark Fun Cooler Pro is an external cooling fan designed for people who game on their phones, not to mention Asus's AeroActive Cooler 5, an external fan designed to cool down its ROG Phone 5 Ultimate gaming phone, right? But the biggest concern I have for the recent images of the rumored Lenovo phone, which is rumored to be the Legion Phone 2 Pro, is that gaming phones may continue to include more ridiculous designs. Lenovo's first gaming phone, which launched last year already had an absurd design by placing a pop-up camera on the side of the phone, right? So, but new model looks to escalate things even further, right? So according to the leaks, Lenovo's Legion Phone 2 Pro is rumored to launch on April 8th in China first, but it's unclear if the phone will release anywhere else, right? So this is just, right, this is very interesting, right? So definitely leave comments down below what you think about this. You know, if you guys are listening to podcasts as well too, just go ahead on our LinkedIn page. You'll definitely be able to point this picture out because I'm pretty sure you've never seen this phone too. You know, you guys can follow this on our LinkedIn page as well. Also, guys, more news on kind of smart TVs, right? So it looks like the Sony X95J 4K TV. Is this LCD flagship worth buying? So is this worth buying, right? So as Sony's 2021 flagship 4K LCD, it's sure to be a go-to purchase for those wanting the best Sony TV without splashing out on OLED. But as it's not yet on sale with no confirmed release date or pricing, there's still a touch of mystery about it, right? So Sony will have to make sure its pricing remains competitive, and flagship LCD TVs these days often occupy an uneasy space in a TV brand's range, right? So overlapping with the price point of entry OLED TVs. Choosing an expensive LCD or a relatively cheap OLED, given the technology's higher cost, can be difficult, right? And we recommend checking out our full OLED and LCD guide to consider this further, right? So this is coming from an article from techradar.com, right? So obviously you guys can see if it's worth buying, right? So if we click into the article here, we can definitely check out and see that this price, right, this is starting at $1,300, right? So $1,300 US, you know, for a 50 inch, it's going up to $1,500. And for the 55 inch, it's going up to $1,800, right? And also they have it available for the 65 inch, 75 and 85 inch, guys, if you guys really like those big, large TVs, right? But of course, the price will go up as the bigger sizes, as you get a bigger size, right? So very, very cool. This is already on sale too, if you guys are interested in this specific model for the Sony X95J. It's available right now, so you guys can go on the Sony website and definitely check it out as well too. I know that our website, we do have a couple you know, nice LCD and LED 4K TVs as well as 8K. You guys can check out our guides as well too. But if you like this model, this is available as well. You can go on obviously Sony's website. You can go on Walmart. You can go on Amazon and Best Buy. They sell those as well too. All right. So if you guys want to learn more information about this, please go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. Moreover, guys, we have pretty interesting, we never really covered this, but the new Dyson air purifier, right? So air purifiers, pretty great pieces of technology, especially, you know, this time, right, especially in the spring, you have pollen, sometimes allergy season. It's great, especially, in a place where you have, you're in a small space or in your room, you have an air purifier to help clean the air. Also, especially with, this virus, COVID-19 going around, they're saying it's airborne. So, having a great air purifier would help clean the air and make it so it reduces indoor air pollution, right? So suffering from itchy eyes, a scratchy throat, or a runny nose constantly, even when you're at home with the windows shut, indoor air pollution or the dust, dirt, and gases in the air in your home could be to blame, right? So Dyson's new air purifier can detect and remove formidable hide, right? So the most common VOC, along with other dust and allergens from the air, projecting purified and heated or cooled air back into the room to to maintain a comfortable temperature, right? So how you heat your home, how you cook, and the cleaning product you use, and the furniture you have in your home can all contribute to indoor air pollution, right? So, and while you may not notice any effects right now, according to the World Health Organization, 3.8 million people every year die due to exposure to indoor air pollution, right? So this could be something that could be in your benefit, right? So the Dyson purifier, hot and cool, formidable, is priced at $750, around 600 euros, right? And is available now in the UK as well. It will go on sale in the US on May 6th, right? So, and in Australia on May 27th, right? And especially if you guys are like, man, you know, where can I get my hands on air purifier? Don't worry, guys. Air purifiers has been around for years now, so this is not the only brand that's out there, but this is one of a really good brand that you guys can get and establish in your living area or even your work area as well too. So if you guys want to learn more about this too, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can definitely learn more about it there too. All right, so moreover, news on LG. So this is going to be a history of every LG flagship Android phone, right? So we all know that LG, especially in our last episode, we discussed that how they are terminating all smartphones. So they are not working on any more smartphones, any phones ever now. So this, they made this decision. They're still going to be working on other products, but they've stopped smartphones. That doesn't mean that those other previous smartphones they've made are still going to be, not sold, right? So, we can go through a couple of them, right? So it's the end of the road for LG smartphones, but we'll always have the memories, right? The company released a whole host of mobile devices down the years, so we're going to take an opportunity to take a look back at some of the highlights of past LG flagships, right? So there are more of them than you think. LG consistently released new models for its G series and V series phones every year, and there were plenty of variations and few one-offs along the way, all the way up to swivel screen LG Wing launched in 2020, right? So we can take a look here. Let's take a look at some of the nice ones. Like I said, before, I used to, when I was younger, I used to have an LG Android, and it worked great. I loved the phone. It was, just amazing. So I think this was the one too. I think it was the LG Optimus. It was definitely the LG Optimus, but this is one of them, the LG Optimus G, back in 2012, right? So if we start with the LG Optimus G in 2012, not the first Optimus branded headset from the company, but the very start of the G series, right? So it was well received and sold in substantial quantities too. And it looks like it isn't drastically different from the smartphones of today, right? So its internal specs are quite different from what we're used to now. However, as you would expect, the LG Optimus G was powered by Qualcomm Snapdragon S4 Pro, 2 gigabyte of RAM and maximum of 32 gigabyte of internal storage, right? So there was a single lens 13 milliamp camera on the back for photo and video duties, right? So the camera, the phone came with a 4.7 inch 768 by 1280 pixels display and came running Android 4.0 Ice Cream Sandwich, impressed by its design and speed, right? So we gave this phone a 4 out of 5 stars in the review at the time. And I remember I had an LG Optimus as well. That phone was just amazing. I love that phone, right? So going at number two, we have the LG G2. This was made back in 2013, right? So this is also rated a 4 out of 5 star in this review from Tech Radar as well, right? So, the LG G series began in earnest with the LG G2, which went up against the likes of the HTC One. Yep, I definitely remember that in the Samsung Galaxy S4 in 2013, right? So, Under the hood, we have the very first 800 series chip from Qualcomm, the Snapdragon 800, that was paired with the 2 gigabyte of RAM, up to 32 megabytes of internal storage, right? So it seems pretty small now, but back then that was a very big deal, right? We also have the Nexus 5. This came out in 2013 too. This gets also a review of 4 out of 5. The Nexus 5 was sold by Google, but manufactured by LG. And as the Nexus 4 had been, so it gets a mention here. So in the entire history of Nexus Pixel series, this could well be a highlight in terms of what you get for your money, right? So despite being affordable at the time, the Nexus 5 boasted a lovely 4.95-inch screen, a Snapdragon 800 processor, and great results in terms of photos and videos too. It also had a feature which very much missed, the full color notification light as well. So this phone was definitely a great phone. We also have this also very nice one, which is the LG G3 back in 2014. This also gets a 4.5 out of 5 stars as well too. This time around, the display was 5.5 inch screen and 1440 by 2560 pixel, right? So the LCD affair, which was large and very sharp for the time, right? So LG has always excelled with its screen, whether we're talking phones or TVs, and the LG G3 fitted into that pattern. Right, so the handset came running Android 4.4.2 KitKat. The processor was up to the Snapdragon 801, the maximum RAM option for the boast to 3 gigabytes, right? Very, very cool. You also have the LG G4, the LG Flex 2, and so many other LGs, right? Going back from 2012 all the way up until now, where you have, one of the most recent was the LG Wing, which is the phone that kind of has this, which is the dual screen, right? So, if you guys want to learn more and see more LG phones as well too, learn which ones maybe you want to go ahead and buy, right? Before maybe they run out, right, of being sold, because now that they're no longer producing LGs, I can see, the price of LGs over a period of time, they're going up, say even by 2023, 2025, we can see LGs doubling in value because there's no more being produced, but there could be a high demand for them, thus increasing the price. So, if you guys want to go and learn more about this too, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can definitely learn more about that as well. Moreover, on smart bikes, guys, so we got the Diamondback launches seriously fast new e-bikes. For all you e-bike nerds out there, you guys love riding e-bikes and staying out there, launches seriously fast new e-bikes for road and gravel. So Diamondback has launched a set of 4 new electric bikes, with 2 models for swift commuting, 1 for fast road riding, and 1 that's suited to both streets and trails, right? So although electric bikes are often built with city cycling in mind, we've seen a growing interest in gravel e-bikes in recent months, right? So these aren't mountain bikes built for serious hills and mud, but are more robust than a typical road bike, with more stable geometry and increased tire clearance that makes them suitable for both roads and tougher terrain. So that is very, very interesting, guys. If you guys want to learn more about these Diamondbacks, the launches and the prices and everything too, please go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there as well too. Also, more news on drones, right? So it looks like the DJI Air 25, leaks have now turned into something of a torrent, with a few different sources appearing to reveal the incoming drone's designs, specs, and possible release dates, right? So how exactly is the successor to the DJI Mavic Air 2, a mid-range model that sits top of our guide to the best drones shaping up, right? So if the rumors are correct, then it could well be the most exciting drone of the year. Luckily, we shouldn't have to wait too long to find out either. So the DJI Air 25 name appeared in the US database for new product registration a few weeks ago, a move that usually hints at a launch within a month or so, and with leaks growing recently. So it looks like we can expect a full Air 25 release sometime in April, which is very, very cool. So you guys that love DJIs, you know, you're wondering, just be patient. Sometime in April, we're going to see a release date. We'll also keep you guys updated as well, too. All right. Lastly, guys, we also have Apple, right? So Apple VR headset can turn your fingers into a holographic controller, right? So that's pretty cool for all you VR nerds out there that love VR, virtual reality, augmented reality. This is something that is going to be very interesting, and you definitely want to listen up. So Apple has been granted a patent relating to the 3D modeling of fingers for in-air gesture recognition, suggesting this could be a feature of the upcoming Apple VR headset, right? So the patent published by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office details a system capable of generating a 3D model of fingers to be used to navigate virtual environments, which seems pretty cool. I think we, in our previous episodes, we did watch a video, I believe, of, I think it was some VR, another company that was doing, I think it was Facebook that was doing this developing, where, you know, you had holographic controllers as well too. You'd be in VR world and you can, it would actually be able to see your hands. Obviously you need to wear the handset as well, and you can control things in virtual reality. So it looks like Apple is doing something similar as well too, right? So they're definitely trying to get their patents and everything configured with this type of technology too. So they're moving quick, right? So it's worth noting that this technology relates to Apple's rumored VR headset project rather than its development, Apple Glasses, and therefore substantiates claims made by various sources that the headset could arrive as early as 2022, right? So that is amazing. So we have both Facebook, Oculus Quest, and Apple's working on similar types of movement and ability to use with the VR headsets. And so this is just awesome. So we'll definitely see how it is. Honestly, I can't wait till, you know, they're fully developed. And, you know, I'm definitely going to be getting probably either one or both headsets to see which one is better and which one fits and which one, you know, goes a lot better and plays a lot better. So definitely, guys, if you guys want to learn more about that too, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. All right, so that is pretty much the news we're going to be taking for today, guys. Hopefully you guys are having a great week so far. You guys are staying healthy. You guys are staying active. Great weather outside as well, too. Enjoy the breeze outside, too, guys. Hopefully you guys are definitely checking us out. Also, on our official website, electronicadditions.net, we do have weekly tech deals. Also, our blog's updated as well, too. Please, guys, also, if you guys haven't already, follow us on our other social media channels so you can get daily, you know, updated tech relevant information, tech news, product updates, software updates, privacy updates, and a whole lot more, guys. So hopefully we'll see you guys soon in the next one. All right, peace out.